We're headed to the bar. We all jump in the Barrett's black car. Oh no, we're full, what do? We all look at Joel, we knew he'd come through. You know him, he was really drunk. He goes, hey everyone, I'll just sit in the trunk. We pop the trunk and clean it out. On the way to the bar, we could hear him shout. We were so worried, he had no air. So we said,
hey, how's it going back there?
We opened the back and he played dead. And he had found a helmet and put it on his head. When we got there, the lines were long, but we had VIP, so we just moved along.
Bash at the beach.
Whoa.
Bash at the beach. Yeah. Bash at the beach.
What were you doing there?
I was fighting bouncers at the beach.
Just as soon as we're in the door, Joel stumbles over towards the dance floor. He goes, Carter, have a drink on me. I say, Joel, I don't drink, can't you see? He throws the drink down, cause he can't hear. Little does he know that a bouncer is near. The glass slides on the table and it does spill. A voice in his head says, this is not a drill. In his state, he wasn't all that stable, but that doesn't stop him from jumping on the table. The bouncer has Joel in his sights. He comes over and Joel wants to fight.
Bash at the beach.
Whoa.
Bash at the beach. Yeah. Bash at the beach.
What were you doing there?
I was fighting bouncers at the beach.
1 week later in the Winnipeg Free Press, front page news, a man killed at the beach. The bouncers murdered him, suffocated him in the snow, and that could have been Joel.
Bash at the beach.
Whoa.
Bash at the beach. Yeah, bash at the beach.
What were you doing there?
I was fighting bouncers at the beach.